فرستاده است حق، لحن هر مرغی بداد استد سبب. مرغ جبری را زبان جبر گو، مرغ پر اشکسته را از صبر گو. مرغ صابر را تو خوش دار و معاف، مرغ عنقا را بخوان اوصاف قاف. مر کبوتر را حذر فرما ز باز، باز را از حلم گو و احتراز. وان خفاشی را که من دو بینوا، می کنش با نور جفت و آشنا. کبک جنگی را بیاموزن تو سول، مر خروسان را نما اشراط صبح. همچنان می رو زهدهد تا عقاب، ره نما والله اعلم بالصواب. اوکی، who is the guilty party today? Volunteer? Peter?
Start
at 8:45? Yeah,
8:45. I will tell the story of Sabah in lover's style. When the zephyr came toward the tulip field, the bodies met the day of their union. The children turned again in the direction of their home. Amongst the communities, the community of secret love is like a liberality surrounded by the meanness of distemper. The baseness of spirits is from their bodies. The nobility of bodies is from their spirits. O lovers, the draft is given to you. Ye are the everlasting. Everlastingness is bestowed on you. O ye that are forgetful, arise and love. That is the wind of Joseph. Smell. Come, O bird speech of Solomon, sing the song of every bird that comes. Since God hath sent thee to the birds, he hath instructed thee in the note of every bird.
See, means that look at you. You don't have one way of thinking. You are given so many different ways of thinking. So you have so many birds and each of them has a different song. So you should understand there is no, when we say change your thought, logically you think that I'm talking about you learning a philosophy and becoming orthodox in that. Just believe, this is not what it is. When I'm talking about changing your mind is that there are different parts of my thinking. There is a part of me who is thinking about the physical existence of me. What should I do with it? That should change, but not the way that my belief in ideology should change. That one should change differently and differently and differently. So he will say, look at you, you have different birds in you and each of them should be like this. Yes?
To the necessitarian bird, speak the language of necessitarianism. To the bird whose wings are broken, speak of patience.
What did it mean, two birds? The first one, which is necessitarian, blah, 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 whatever, is jabri. And jabr is the other side of freedom, when you are forced to do something. Do you remember book one, when he started the first story, when he brought all the members of the animal farm together, they talked about the freedom and the force of nature. When you are forced to do something, that's fikr-e jabri. This chicken is that one. And you say, okay, with that one, you should talk about that subject, yes, because that's the only thing that one understands. But look at you, that one is trying to say what? That I have to fly there, right? Okay, I'll talk to you about having to do something. But there is the other bird, which does, the wing is broken, it cannot fly. This one, we have to do this. What about that one? Nothing, that one is useless. He said, no, That one should learn the patience. The other one, yes, he's not the doer one. He's not that blah, blah, but should learn the patience. Yes?
Keep the patient bird happy and free from harm. Mm-hmm. So the bird, Anka, recite the descriptions of Qaf.
Anka is the second name of that fairy bird. Okay, there is a bird in you which is somehow has the tendency of that. You should talk about that mountain to that. There is some part of you that could think about that subject. You should promote it there. Yes?
Bid the pigeon beware of the falcon. To the falcon, speak of forbearance and being on its guard.
Uh-huh. Because you have one bird, which is the falcon, right? Okay, and you have the pigeon. What is the attitude of your falcon to that pigeon? Just knock it out, that stupid pigeon. No. You shouldn't say, yes, it's not like you, it's just this, but you are for hunting. That is just for the being around the garden. You should understand and be patient. And to the other one, he will say, what? He will say, don't worry about it, I protect you. This is how it works, yes?
And as for the bat that is left destitute, make it to consort and to be familiar with the light.
What is the bat? We always talk about it. A part of you that is afraid of the light. See? For that one, you should explain the goodness and adjective of the light for that one to understand that you shouldn't be frightened for that. The light is this and this. Yes?
Cause the warlike partridge to learn peace. To the cocks, display the signs of dawn. Even so, proceed from the hoopoe to the eagle and show the way. And God best knoweth the right course.
Uh-huh. You see, and he said, okay, like this that I explained, each part of your thinking system should be changed in that system. And it's always flipping around because your doer part, the part of your decision making, doesn't have the patient. And the part of your weaknesses that you understand you're weak in some stuff doesn't move. The part who is afraid of something, it doesn't understand it and all that. You should check it. Do this for this, do that for that, do that for that. Like this, you should go from this to that. What is this? Hod hod. What is hod hod? He explained that, oh, we say hooray, the best for this Balaghais, because she understood that, yes, it's a very little bird that is here, but it has a big message. So the size is not that important. That was the old quote. The other one is the one at the top of the mountain, that Angha, that Simur, that we, that highest level of human consciousness. So go from here to there. What? Go from here to there what? The translation doesn't give it to you because in Persian it goes like this. Said, I told you from this bird you should teach this. To the other one you should teach this. Exactly like this. Go from this one to that one. Then there is one word over there before Wallahu alam bisawab, God knows what's the best. Rahnuma means be the leader, show the way, show the path. Means this is what the path is. Each part of your thinking system should transform. Each part of it needs another kind of help. And, oh, do you remember? Whenever in this class I'm talking about the Solomon, what is the positive stuff that I repeat about Solomon? talks to the birds. And you don't notice. Yes, that's the point. This is what it is. Solomon is the one, the healthiest self of me, who understand that my political thinking should change. My revenge thinking should change. Where should I start? The revenge system in me is so strong culturally and blah blah, which is so bad that I have to think about it 10 times a day at least. My political way needs 1 hour a week attention for me for the moment. You see how it works? Because I understand which part of my thinking should be corrected. All of them should be corrected. By correction, I mean improved, at least. This is what it is, because I don't believe I'm the best of me. Right? So the improvement, you said, improvement is not one thing that you do it chilik chilik. It's this part is that, this part is that. Up to here, we're talking about the complete system of the human being. Now we need to talk about the details. So from now on, I will go to the part of our personality to be changed. This, the first one, is the thinking system, the birds, right? For this movement, you see that this will happen between the movement, because movement is waiting for us. You read that the Belgesh doesn't like the chair, is in love with the chair that she was sitting on, and all that philosophy. Remember, in between is this one strange paragraph here, which has nothing to do with this story, nothing. The first is a couple of Arabic verses. The second one is talk about this birdie and that birdie and that birdie. Blah, blah, blah. Because he needed these all motivation for the next paragraph. Next paragraph is a long, long one and is talking about, okay, stop all your thinking. Now I will tell you how you should do this changing system. Yes?
Her Belgesh was freed from her kingdom and was intoxicated with longing for the faith. And how at the moment of her emigration, the regard of her desire became severed from the whole of her kingdom, except from her throne. When Solomon uttered a single whistling note to the birds of Saba, he ensnared them all.
Here I have trouble with that throne. Because throne in English language is normally the stuff that king wears, actually. But here is tacht. Tacht is not even... Tacht means horizontal and cleanly, with no waves, no movement, nothing. That's tacht, flat. The first meaning of the word in Persian is flat. So when they make a flat stuff and they clean it in the old time, that's where the king will go and sit. But they say tacht gah, means the place of that tacht. This means the capital city. That word tacht is really the basic of the base of the higher believing and appreciation. Is a little bit more than throne, I believe. Anyhow, sorry.
Except maybe the bird that was without spirit or wings, or was dumb and deaf like a fish from the beginning. Nay, I have spoken wrongly.
This is a paragraph. Okay, you spoke wrongly, you say, eliminate it. Start again. No. It goes like this, that, when Solomon said, hook, everybody was zipped, except, means that silence, that silence needs so many meditations and so on. It's not silence. There are some over there. Okay, let's talk about them. How? So, okay, except one of those who is stupid, silly, like a blind fish. That's what is mistake of your brain.